Welcome to another episode of Talk Toby to Me. I'm Jess.
And I'm Meg, and we're two sisters that love to talk all things business, mindset, self-development, and everything in between.
This is normally part of our weekly phone catch-ups, but hot girls don't gatekeep, so we've decided to bring our combos to you.
Hey, Sissy Bae.
Hey, Boo. Welcome to my office.
Hey. So, guys, welcome back. So, last week we recorded a really long episode talking about all things stepping out of your comfort zone and doing all of the things to reach your full potential. So, we decided to split it into two. So, this episode will be part two of that one. Let's dive in.
Let's get into it.
Before we get stuck in, we would absolutely love it if you could please share this episode with someone who you think would find value in it, because we really want to help as many people as possible, and it also helps us grow the podcast.
We would also massively appreciate it if you are listening on Spotify, if you could give us 5 stars, or if you're listening on Apple, if you could give us a review, because it helps.
It really helps us grow the podcast. So when we talk about your comfort zone, like, we're talking about like situations where you feel really at ease, comfortable, safe, there's no opportunity for risk or anything uncomfortable or anything that's going to feel unsafe to you happening. Like, it's a familiar experience. Like, your comfort zone is a familiar place. You know exactly what the outcome's going to be. You know exactly what to expect. And like, it's just a very familiar space.
Yeah, and the caveat here is it might be easy and safe. It might be at the time, but is it going to be for you long term?
And it's actually more your ego perceives it as easy and safe rather than it necessarily actually being easy and safe, versus stepping out of your comfort zone, feeling unfamiliar, feeling new, feeling like challenging, or yeah, like a new experience that you haven't put yourself into before. There's uncertainty around pushing yourself out of your comfort zone.
And you don't have control over the outcome.
Yeah, like your ego perceives that you have no control over the outcome.
Yeah.
So some examples of stepping out of your comfort zone would be like trying some, like a new hobby, or going somewhere new, or going somewhere by yourself, something you've never done before, like traveling to a new place, or traveling alone, or somewhere where you're going to meet new people. I had a girl that I follow on, like, we follow each other on social media. We know each other from Queensland. And when she saw I was going to this event on Sunday, she was like, oh my God, I didn't know you were going. Like, I would have gone if I'd known you were going, because I was like too anxious to go by myself.
Mm.
And I was like, that is the whole point of this event. And then she said she actually went to this completely different, but another event the day before or something, like a social event. And she was saying how like she was so anxious, and then she had a couple of drinks and she was fine. Yeah, it's like this whole thing. It's a perception of it being this new, unfamiliar territory, and you don't know what like the outcome's going to be.
And then I think a lot of other examples that people resonate with is like quitting a job and starting a new career, or yeah, or like in, I know in my past, a huge step out of my comfort zone was my first hire.
Even like hiring a new coach, or investing in yourself, like investing,
yes,
in like psychology or a new course, or going to like a workshop, or leaving a relationship.
Yeah, or investing in, like, you know, I remember when I bought the investment property, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
And I had like so many, I feel like this is kind of important as well, like so many different opinions from people saying like, and also I did it to myself because I was reading all these conflicting books. Like, some were saying real estate is a way to get wealthy, and some were saying don't do that because of all the, you know, expenses or whatever.
But I think the thing that just came up for me then, when you're talking about the different perspectives on buying real estate, even, for example, is like, you're either going to get something great, like a great outcome from the experience, or you're going to learn something from it. So there's literally no, even if there is a negative outcome, like, you are going to learn so much and grow so much as a person. And then the next time you want to step out of your comfort zone, it's just that little bit easier. And those uncomfortable zones that you then like consider stepping into, they're bigger each time. And that's how you grow. And that's how you experience new things and create opportunities for yourself, because they're not going to fall into your lap.
I'm literally smiling, listening, like, it makes me giddy. Two things I want to say on that is 100% with the big investment into the property at the start, like, there's so much power in just fucking making a decision. Because I remember saying to myself, I'm either going to keep wondering what the fuck to do and be in the same position in a year's time, or I'm going to invest this big amount of money and fucking learn something from it. And the second thing with what you were saying about how obviously the more times you put yourself in uncomfortable situations, the more comfortable you get at putting yourself in the discomfort. I heard this really cool analogy once about challenges and facing challenges, but it's like the same kind of thing, because, you know, stepping outside of your comfort zone is a challenge. And it's about, if you can picture yourself, say you're a level 3 person because of the level of work you've done with your self-development, and then you've got a level 5 problem or challenge, and then now picture yourself as a level 8 person because you've done more work to back yourself and you've got all this evidence now because of how much you've worked on to become this level 8 person. Think about how a level 3 person would perceive a level 5 challenge versus a level 8 person perceiving a level 5 challenge. And so it's not that the challenges get smaller, it's that you become better equipped and stronger, and you have more self-trust and all the things to handle them better. And I had a conversation with a fitness coaching client just talking about how she's got a lot of stresses in her work. And I was saying the same thing. I was like, those, because it's an ongoing thing, I said, those stresses aren't going anywhere. And she's got big goals in her career. And I was saying, like, as you move into this new career path, like, those challenges are only going to get bigger. So we need to not focus on the challenges, focus on how you can handle them better and what you can do.
But it's also, without being toxically positive, it's also about focusing on the outcome. And it doesn't always have to be positive. Like, it could just be like, fuck yeah, I learned how to complete this paperwork, or I learned more about XYZ, or about myself.
Yeah, and the resilience that you gain from things not going your way. Because actually, there's been a few times recently where it's actually been a bit of a wake-up call for me that, like, I needed shit to not go my way to give me a bit of a fucking slap in the face.
Yeah, like what you're saying, Meg, like, other benefits of stepping out of your comfort zone is like increasing or improving your ability to adapt to, like, those new, difficult, tough situations, or like things not going your way. Like you said, like, the level 5 problem is now actually going to be like a level 3 problem. And the next time, like, you've then expanded your capacity to adapt and overcome like difficult situations. And like, it does really develop your resilience. And then on the back of that, like, it promotes growth, because regardless of the outcome being like positive or negative in like quotation marks, it's going to expand you either professionally, personally. Like, you're going to learn something, and it's about looking at it from that perspective. Yeah. Rather than just, did it work out how I wanted it to?
Staying in your comfort zone also is giving a little victim mindset, because you can, and this is why it's so important to be optimistic about everything that happens, because optimistic is about knowing that you have more than one kind of, you've got opportunities. So when you push yourself outside your comfort zone and it doesn't go your way, the victim mindset would be complaining and justifying and blaming and doing all the things. Whereas when you can have that, you know, more optimistic mindset, then the optimistic mindset is going to serve you so much better in the long run for the next time. Because the next time that happens, you're not going to be thinking, well, last time I pushed myself outside my comfort zone, it flopped. You're going to be thinking, last time I did that, it didn't go to plan, but I fucking learned this, and this came of it, or it pushed me into this new direction, or whatever it is.
Even just, it didn't go to plan and I was fine. Like, not like, you kept on keeping on, you know?
And that's like, yeah, what I was saying earlier about the self-trust, knowing you've got your back, you've got you.
On the back of what Meg's just saying, is it really does build your self-confidence, because you know, you start to really, truly know that no matter what happens, you are fine. You're going to be fine and you'll learn something along the way. But it's not catastrophic if something doesn't go your way. You don't have the outcome that you expect, because you're still going to be fine. You're just redirected.
Like, even if we can just reflect back on everything we've done in the past, that's like, I can't think of a time where I've pushed myself outside my comfort zone and I reflect back on it and go, I wish I never did that, ever.
Yeah, never, not once.
Not once. And then the other benefit to doing this is how many more opportunities it will provide you and how much more creative you'll become. Because when you stay in your comfort zone, there's this whole other world that you haven't yet tapped into. And so the more times you push yourself outside your comfort zone, the more opportunities are going to arise, or your vision is going to expand.
Mm, for sure. So in terms of what to do to actually get out of your comfort zone, I think, and these are two things that we talk about all the time, I think the first thing is to like just fucking take a small step. You don't need to go and do this big giant thing. Yeah, you'll get to that point, but you don't need to start by doing this big giant leap to this really terrifying thing. Yes, that's great if you can do that, but obviously we're not talking about that. We're talking to the people that can't do that. And I feel like just taking one small step, again, it compounds. That small step then doesn't seem so small next time, and then you'll take a bigger step next time. And then the other thing that I feel like we always talk about is surrounding yourself with the people that also normalize doing this, because whilst we're talking about stepping out of your comfort zone and not necessarily doing things with people, because you shouldn't, like, we're talking about kind of doing things that are uncomfortable, which often means not with people that you know and things like that, but either finding someone to keep you accountable. So yes, if say Meg was really terrified of going to this retreat, like she could have asked someone to go with her, for example, and it's still doing something uncomfortable, having someone there that's also doing it with you, like alongside you. Or on the other hand is like having those people, like I'm not like, oh my God, Meg, I can't believe you're gonna go do that hard thing, like that's so scary, like you're so brave. I'm like, be open-minded, you're gonna have the fucking best time, like you'll probably unpack why you're thinking it's going to be so uncomfortable when you get there. Like you're going to meet so many great people. Like think of the things you're going to learn, the thing, like the strategies you're going to come away with. It's like we never have those people in our lives that are making those hard things seem harder. If anything, they're just kind of normalizing doing those difficult things and like hyping us up to take those steps.
Yeah. Like even one of the things that I spoke to Rebecca about, which I was saying earlier, is like kind of small tip, but it's going to make a fucking big difference. I said to her, oh, that's made me a little bit like, fuck, that's scary. And the way even just being in her energy and her holding me in that, because she was normalizing that for me. She was like, she's not dismissing that it's not going to be a big step for me, because it's going to be a fucking big step. But she was also so confident.
And also like, she would have been like, yeah, that thing you're going to do is scary, but you're going to be okay. You're going to be better than okay.
And like we also believe so much in each other, like probably even more than we believe in ourselves. So being around A, people that normalize that for you, and B, that believe in you more than you do. But then on the flip side, what you were saying, like if you need someone to like, you've just got to figure out where you're currently at and take a small step forward. Because for me, what you were saying, like if I was nervous then I could take someone, I knew that that would not serve me, because I've done many of things before with other people. So like I knew that I needed to do that on my own. Whereas you might have never done anything like it, and it's this huge big thing. Like you're a level 3 and you're going to a level 5 like challenge or discomfort.
I was gonna say, find out more about the thing that you want to do, because the more you know about it, the less scary it will seem. But also sometimes I think there is something to be said for just diving in head first, like as if you're blindfolded. Like it doesn't matter if you don't know what to expect, that's half the fun of it. Like just expect that you'll either have a great positive outcome or you'll create an opportunity to grow, learn, etc.
Yeah. And it just always comes back to like, what is the worst case scenario? Because I think a lot of the time when we unpack kind of something that we're going to do that's scary, it's like we always say, what's the worst case scenario? It's never as bad as you initially think it is.
Yeah. And those feelings that come up of like heart racing, anxiety, fear of judgment, fear of failure, like that is all your ego just trying to keep you safe. It is just a perception that your ego, it's put there for a reason, because of how we evolved as humans like hundreds, thousands of years ago. Because back then there were serious threats that would jeopardize like tribes, or, you know, if you didn't fit into your tribe, you could be killed. Like nowadays that ego is put there for a reason, to protect you. However, you need to use discernment to understand when it is not serving you and challenge that feeling, because sometimes, more often than not, even leaning into that and going, look, I know this feeling is coming up, it's valid because this is something I haven't done before, but it's not going to serve me. Like, feel the feeling, feel the heart racing, feel the heart, you know, beating out of your chest, that like anxious feeling or whatever that comes up for you. I think that like comes up for me often. And I just know I'm going to be fine. I've felt this feeling before. I've done the thing and I was fine afterwards. If anything, I felt better afterwards because I did the thing.
Yeah. Do you know what I just thought is a really good reframe? And it's something that I did now, reflecting back on how my heart was beating out of my chest. And I'm like kind of thinking about that I did this like unintentionally, is get curious about those feelings. Because anytime that came up for me in the weekend, it wasn't like, oh, I need to pull back, I can't do that. It was a, why am I feeling like this? Let's unpack that. And there's a lot of power in that, because either you break it down like logically and it will make you so much more at ease, or it will bring something up that you fucking needed to know, to work through.
And even like having, obviously we are quite self-aware and we can do that for ourselves, but even like when you expressed that to me on Friday, I was like, let's unpack this. Like having someone in your life that can or will reflect things back to you if it's like a safe space to do so, so that you're not always necessarily having to unpack those things on your own.
Yeah, 100%. And if it's not a friend or family member because they're not going in the direction you want to go, get a mentor, get a therapist, do what you need to do. Do you know what else I was just thinking? I feel like it's really important. I feel like the more authentic you are and the more in integrity you are with yourself and your values and your goals, the more you can push outside your comfort zone, because
you fear judgment less.
100%. And that's what came up for me when I was unpacking it. I was able to go, I'm gonna just stay true to myself, because it's like what we used to always mention a lot about, you're delaying the inevitable by trying to be someone you're not. So if I was, say, scared of judgment of others, and that's why my heart was racing and I didn't want to talk about myself because I didn't know what other people were going to think, which actually isn't the case because I've figured it out since then. If I was to then change how I showed up, then spending a weekend with people, are they going to soon realize that that's not really who I am? And that's going to make it a fucking shit show for me in the long run.
And also, what a waste of your time to spend so much time trying to be someone that you're not when you're trying to work on like your own growth, development, business, mindset, all of the things. You just wasted like an opportunity because you're so worried about how other people will perceive you that you show up differently to who you are.
I love that so much, because that is so true. Like, yeah, how much time are you wasting fearing people's judgment? I feel like so many things we've spoken about in previous episodes all comes into this, that they'll all come up when you're putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Okay, I've got a good idea for a challenge for our listeners. DM us consciously this week. Catch yourself where you're like leaning out and consciously
lean the fuck back in.
The fuck in.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I love that. LFG, baby. Get prepped for 24. We trust you found value in that episode.
Don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram at TalkTovyToMePod. And you can find the link in our bio for our anonymous questions form for our Big Sissy Advice episode. So get some of those in.
Give us as much context as possible so we can give you our 2 cents.
And send us a DM with when you're pushing outside your comfort zone this week.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.